spoke about Dine Shabbat, and recently we spoke about folding, about hanging clothes. You remember? Today we'll go to a different subject. But we call it in Hebrew Asiyat Ohel, to make a shelter for yourself, to cover. You know that there is a din is not supposed to build on Shabbat. Any binyan, asur livnot b'Shabbat. One of Av Melachot, Habone. How many Avot Melachot there is? 39. One of them is Habone. If you build something, is Barminan b'Mezid, if there is Adin b'Atra, Hayav Sekila. That means they used to, during the time of the Jewish kingdom, it's a stone person, his punishment was absolutely to be executed by throwing stones on him. Then, that's Sekila. Bemezid, Beli Adim Atra, correct. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu will cut his life earlier. Then, there is Beshogeg. Beshogeg, what does he mean? By mistake. He didn't know this is Asur. He did something, Hayab, Hattat. He brings a Korban. From this we learn, even if a person does something by mistake, so they say, what do I have to bring Korban? It was a mistake, I didn't know. But if a person was good, Hashem would not let him come to such a thing to do something by mistake. Maybe he's doing something wrong even without mistake. That's why God did not protect him not to make the mistake. And he brings Hattat. That's what we read in the Torah many places. There is, even Shoged, must be something wrong with him. That's why he brings a Korban. Of course, today we don't have a Korban. We don't have Beit HaMikdash. What do? A person has to make vidui, to ask for forgiveness from Hashem, and give a lot of tzedakah. The whole idea of Korban is what? He sacrifices. He spends money from his pocket, he takes a sacrifice, brings it to Beit HaMikdash. That means he is going to spend some of his money and ask forgiveness. Same thing today, he spent the money for tzedakah, for something good, and he asked forgiveness from Hashem. That's instead of Hayub Hattat that was in Beit HaMikdash, we don't have. This is then, if he builds something, Hayub Hattat. Well, you know, and depend, there is something in food, and clothing, and in separate things, building. Now in food, very simple. Starts from plowing, till baking. When it starts plowing, there is many melachot. You plow, you plant, then you harvest, you cut the crop, after that you separate the seeds from the sheaf, and that separating seed from seed, there is already three processes also. First he gathered the whole thing, takes it to one place, then they step on it, they pressure it in order to crack the shells, and then they throw it to the wind or the shovel. Those days, today there is machines everything. Those days they call it a zore. Then, after zore are done, there is to knead the dough. After you knead the dough, you bake. There's many melachot. Already they say from melacha of the plowing till baking, there is 10 melachot. They say that's why when a person does hamotzi lechem min haaretz, every melacha has 9 words. Borei priyaitz, borei priyaitz, as baruch ata Hashem. That's 3. Elokeinu melech haolam, 3, 6. Borei priyaitz, 9. Borei priyaitz adama, 9. Shekon yavzor, 9. And bread, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You could say hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Why? To make it 10. To remez, to give you a clue, on 10 melachot that there is, so you get the bread to eat. From this also, they come to tell you, when you make the bracha hamotzi, what do? Put your hand on the bread. There is 10 fingers to remind you that there is 10 melachot with the bread that you got it. Now all these 10 melachot are melachot of Shabbat, but really...
Someone once also told me, he said, because there's Shabbat, and there's manim, and potei chachadecha matzpeicha, chayratzon, so you have 10 words. Is that why also? Someone once told me that you should have ten, you should say a pasuk with 10 words.
Mekadesh Shabbat.
Yes, Mekadesh Shabbat. Mehazemanim. Potayan hachadecha matzbiyan ha'ohayim.
When? On Shabbat?
Yeah.
On Shabbat is on Zemanim.
Mekadesh Shabbat is
Israel. And say it, potayan hachadecha matzbiyan ha'ohayim. To say it.
Yeah, but they say "Potiyah et yadecha," must be al kol hay ratzon. But they say also "Ani chol elecha yisabeu," ve'ata notanem tochlamen tov. Potiyah et yadecha. They say two psukim. Therefore, it's not for this. Mekabel kadosh v'tzayi potiyah et yadecha. Must be al kol hay ratzon. Will be how much? Seven. And from kadosh Shabbat v'Israel will be four.
Shabbat v'Israel is three.
Baruch mekadosh
v'Israel.
Okay. But anyhow, that's when we come to a different thing. They say in Shabbat, anyhow, in the prayer, what do you say? Baruch Mekadesh or Shabbat? They don't say Bisrael. And in the holiday, they were Baruch Mekadesh Israel, Bazemanim. Why on Shabbat they don't say Israel, and the holiday they say Israel? Secondly, it comes. Holiday on Shabbat, so Baruch Mekadesh, Shabbat, and Israel by the money. Why you say Shabbat, then Israel, and that's one. If you put Israel before the money, put Israel before Shabbat, Baruch Mekadesh, Israel, Shabbat, by the money. Or, Baruch Mekadesh, Shabbat, as money, be Israel. Why you put Israel before the money and after Shabbat?
Israel makes the Zimanim.
Very good. This is Shabbat, not in our hands. Since the creation of the world, God made 6 days, every 7 days Shabbat. But the holidays depend on Am Yisrael. Even though God said on the 15th of the month is Pesach, 15th of the month Sukkot. But the question, when is the 15th of the month? Depend when is the first. Who makes the first day of the month? The people. Like Kadosh Baruch said, you decide when is Rosh Chodesh. If you decide when is Rosh Chodesh, even if you make a mistake, you make the Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, I will change the whole thing to make it the way you decide. Can you imagine that in the power of Hachamim? Hashem tells Hachamim, I let you rule to change forces of nature and measure. And that's when was the argument between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Was one once, and Rabban Gamliel was Nasir, was the president. Yeshua was one of the rabbis. And they made a figuring. Rabban Gamliel decided when is Rosh Hashanah. If you say Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday, Kippur will be when? On Thursday. If you say Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, Kippur on Shabbat. Rabban Gamliel decided Rosh Hashanah on Wednesday. No, Rosh Hashanah on Thursday. Yeshua said, no, it's not on Thursday. Rosh Hashanah is, for example, Friday. Then the Kippur, according to Rabban Gamliel, Shabbat. Rabbi Yeshua, Sunday. The opposite was Rabban Gamliel said on Sunday Kippur, Rabbi Yeshua said on Shabbat. Rabban Gamliel heard that Rabbi Yeshua is doing Rosh Hashanah different day and Kippur, because to his opinion, Rabban Gamliel made a mistake. Rabban Gamliel got very mad. Now he said, if I said something, he is the leader of the Jewish people, everybody will come and say, no, the rabbi is mistaken, and he will do what he wants. You know what will happen among the Jewish nation? Everybody will make a Kippur another day. Well, then it came Rabban Gamliel, sent an order to Rabbi Yeshua, I order you to come to me on Kippur, walk to me with your can and with your money. But he came to come to him. Rabbi Yeshua, to his opinion, today is my Kippur. I will go to Rabban Gamliel with my money, with my cane, carrying and going to Rabban Gamliel. He didn't know what to do, but he has an order from the president. There, the president was like a king. He can put him in prison, he can do everything to him. Rabbi Yeshua didn't know what to do. There came Rabbi Akiva and told him, what are you doing? So he wants me to go to him. How can I go to him? He said, you have to go to him. He said, I will be Mehallel Yom Kippurim. He said, yes, you are not Mehallel Yom Kippurim. Even if to your opinion it is Kippur, for Bangal Ben said this is not Kippur, it's not Kippur. But he's mistaken, even though he's mistaken. But the Torah said, Ele Moadei Hashem, Asher Tikre'u Otam, Mikra'e Kodesh. Otam is written, Aleph Tav Mem. Supposed to be written, Aleph Vav Tav Mem. It's written without Vav. Why? Asher Tikre'u Atem. Whatever you decide, whenever you decide when is the holiday, that will be the holiday. Who are you? Then Chayla Bedin Shebeyamecha. The leaders? Homicide. If was somebody Amaaretz, ignorant, he doesn't deserve, he took it by force, the leadership, he's not supposed to be a leader. You're right, but Rav Gula is a great rabbi, he's a great leader, you have to listen to him. Then Yeshua did it. Yeshua went. On his day, that's Kippur, that's his fasting. When he took the money, he took the can, then didn't come in. It's feeling bad, but he went. He went up on the front, they saw him. He got up from his chair. He ran to him. He hugged him. He kissed him. He told him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi V'Talmidi. Rabbi V'Talmidi called to be Yeshua, Rabbi V'Talmidi. Rabbi, because you're a great man in Torah. Talmidi, that you listen to me. Like a student who listens to his rabbi. And it shows you what do I say. The power of Hakamim, Hashem said, whatever you decide, that's what I'll do. I said, what? But the new moon is yesterday. The Talas was Chodesh today. How could we? I changed the moon. The moon will revolve according to Hakamim decide. This is a very, very big thing that's written in our Torah to show you the power of Hakamim. Now, all this I'm saying, we came because we said Mekadesh HaShabbat B'Yisrael Yidemanim Yisrael making the day that which affects one is the holiday. But Shabbat has nothing to do with Israel. They call it Shabbat Bereshit from the creation of the world. This is the Shabbat. It goes again. Cycle comes every week. Shabbat. 6 days Shabbat. This is one of the miracles that there is in this world. The Goyim don't believe in the Jewish people. They don't believe in the Torah. They don't have our Emunah. But look at that. You never hear that day, we'll call Sunday, the day we call Tuesday. Did you ever see that they have a different thing? Very, very, it's an amazing thing. All the people of the world, the first day of the week, Sunday, second day, Monday, the last day of the week is Saturday. Nothing. You see, comes Friday, Saturday. Then comes again, Sunday, Monday to them. It goes from Sunday to them. This is the week. Why they don't make the week 9 days? Or 6 days? This is Shabbat. This is the way, since the creation of the world, Hashem told Adam right away to make the Shabbat, because the Sutton already, V'chulu Hashem V'az Chutzvah, they made Shabbat, and this is what they counted always. 7 days again, 7 days. It shows you that I do testimony that there was creation of 6 days and then Shabbat. Otherwise, how come the whole world is the same? This is one thing that no one in the world doubting it. They all do the same thing. It's amazing. Must be because of that. This was inheritance from the very beginning of creation. That was a creation and there was exactly what God did, and that's what people did at the beginning, they continued to do up to now. And this is what we say, Mekadesh HaShabbat, Yisrael HaZeman. Okay, we went from one thing to another. We said, Amotzi Lechem La'at. Then there is, beside food, what is there? The animal. In the animal, there is a lot of words. What is the Shechita? You slaughter Av Melacha. You skin the animal. Another Amelacha. You take blood out of somebody on Shabbat, it's Amelacha. Because what is Shechita? What do? You take blood out. That means if a person goes and he hits somebody and he wounds him and blood comes out, it's absolutely Amelacha. This is Hilul Shabbat. He comes and say, he doesn't need blood. That's called Melacha Sheinat Tzricha L'Gufa. So even though you don't need, but you needed to take blood out of him because out of your anger, you calmed yourself. I gave it to him. That's all I did. That's Tzrich HaLegufa. It's not a lie. After Shahita, what do you do? You take the animals, you salt it. Salting it is Melecha. Abed, you take the skin, you walk it out to make a ladder out of it. That's Melecha. After you salt it, we said skinning, then you cut it, the skin, cutting it, that is also of Melecha. After that you take the meat. You take the meat, you cook. All these melachot mevasher. And that's like ofe in baking, there is mevasher in, and the meat. So there is many melachot in the meat. That's what we read about mevasher. Then comes, you take, before slaughter, what do? Many times you go hunting. You hunt for a deer. Deer is kosher animal, in order to slaughter it and eat. There is a tzad, melachet tzedah. Hunting is not allowed on Shabbat. This is what we'll talk about maybe tonight if we have the chance. Now this is from Av Melachot. 39 Avot Melachot. One of them, not to build on Shabbat. Building or destroying a building, that's Soter. There is Boneh and there is Soter. But of course Soter is Mekalkel. There is no Hayyub Mitah, it's Asur, but not Hayyub Mitah. But sometimes, even Mekalkel, to Hayyub Mitah. If you have a house, it's old already, you want to put it down in order to build, which is very, very often, you know, you see something like this in our generation, in our community, that they put a house down in order to build. Now you put a house down in order to build, that's Av Melacha. Because when you put it down, you're preparing it for the building, that's already something to make something good. That is called also Soter al Menat Livnot. It's Melacha. This is about Melacha. Then there is Boneh, there is Soter. The question is, I'm not Boneh. Boneh is what? I take a rock, I take a stone, I put it here, I put mud, or today, what do you call it? Not the mud.
Cement.
You put stone, that's Boneh. Once you stack that stone with that, it doesn't have to build the whole wall, even part of the wall. Once you make one stone that you put it, Boneh, come on, even have a hayab, the Mishnah said, Bechol Shehu. Even one. You did it, that's Boneh. There is no size how much you built to become Boneh. Then this is the din of Boneh. Or Soter, that you take it. The question is, I'm not building, I'm not putting in stone or anything or brick. I take a garment, piece of cloth, I'm going to put it over my head. Oh, the sun hits so much, I'll put that protects me from the sun. That's called Ohel. Ohel is part of Boneh. Just like Boneh, what is there? There is walls and there is ceiling. This is like you're making a ceiling. That is part of Boneh. But in Ohel, there is two kinds of Ohel. There is Ohel Keva, there is Ohel Arai. What's Ohel Keva? Ohel Keva, that you're putting something to make a shelter, you're making a roof, a ceiling, to cover yourself. Well, you make four poles and you put on it a cover, and stays there. That's the Ohel Keva, that's Boneh. But there is Ohel Arai, that you make it only temporary. Not Keva, not all of a sudden. Now, something that you do all of a sudden, you have something of old you want to put on it, that you know for sure that sooner or later you are taking it off. It's not Kavua over there, not permanent. Is it Mutar or Asur? This is not like Boneh becomes there. But the whole Ohel is why Asur? Because of Boneh. But here it's not Ohel really, Kavua.
Okay.
Even though Minat Torah is not from the Torah is not Hayab, but Hachamim said Asur. Why? Ohel Arai Gezerah Atu Ohel Keva. They said, Asu Ohel Arai, they forbid even Ohel Arai, which is due to temporary, because you permit him to make something for temporary, he will come to do it also for permanent. It's understood. Hachamim Asu Ohel Arai, Gezera, Mishum Ohel Keva. But even though we say Ohel Arai is Asu from Hachamim, sometimes it is Mutar. How? If you had already Ohel over here, Ohel, how much is called Ohel? Once you have something that you make a cover of one tefah is of 4 inches, more or less. 4 inches is called tefah. If you had it 4 inches open and you come to add to it, if you add it temporarily, that's called Tosefet Ohel Arai, is Mutar. To add on Ohel Arai Mutar. Therefore, many times they ask me, those that they make sukkah, and what they do over the sukkah, they put it under the awning. But they close the awning and they open it. They open it in case there is rain, they don't want the sukkah to get wet. They open the awning to make ohel. Now you make ohel over the sukkah. Well, but you say the sukkah already, there is ohel. And if is the oil on it, it's okay, but the oil is above it, that there is a hollow in between, you are making a oil again. Now, is this permitted or not? That's the answer. If there is already, the awning never closes all the way. What is it? At least little part of it is open. You see in every awning, there is a, over the tefah, there is even two, three tefahim open. If wouldn't be open at all, closed, would be forbidden to open it. But since there is a part which is open, and this is what you are putting only arai, temporarily, then that's tosefet. You add on oil arai, is mutar. That's why we told them that if there is already a little opening, or we told them at least leave a little opening from the day before Yom Tov, in order that you will be able to open it. Is that clear? That's Tosefet Ohel Arai is Mutar on Yom Tov. Clear? Now comes the question, person comes and tells me, Rabbi, how about umbrella? Umbrella, you open it, it's Ohel. You know what? The minute you open it, it's Ohel. It's Ohel Arai, of course Ohel Arai, because you're going to close it. But Hachamim said, Asur to make oil arai. And therefore you can't open them. But you come, you become smart. Say, okay, Rabbi, I'll have it open from before Shabbat. And just pick it up. But what's the use of open? When you it is open, the minute you pick it up, you put it over your head. That's what makes it oil. Not because it's being open.
But
even if it is open, when you are making it above your head, that's when it becomes oil.
When it's down, it's nothing. You can open it.
The table is open. You take it, pick it up, and put it over your head. It becomes oil. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you understand? Besides, I'm not talking about that. Even if you don't go to Rishut Rabim, if you carry it in Rishut Rabim, it's carrying also. There's another thing. Then that's why it's called. Even if it is open, it is all you are making oil by putting it over your head and walking. Yeah. Then, there is no sense in it that a person will come and ask me, oh, how about if I open it before and I will put it over?
If it's open 4 inches, even before, if you open it,
I said open when it is oil already.
Mm-hmm.
But not the umbrella that's not over your head. If it is above already, that's oil, it's okay. But this is not oil. You're putting it down.
Okay.
You understand? Well, you pick it up, that's when you are making it oil. No, there, the oil is there. You're just adding to it.
Okay.
Well, hat umbrellas.
Huh?
You see, it's a hat, it's an umbrella.
Very good question. That's Beferushit Sudan. Rambam says, if you have a hat and the round of
the brim.
Exactly. Brim is over one tefah, it's not a lot. Makes it oil. When you put it, it makes it oil. Ooh. There is a big question in the books about it. What's oil? Oil is not called, only something that you have, you put under it. Here I don't put anything under it, but it's not you don't put, it is. It comes, what for to make it this way? Why don't want just straight like the kippah? To protect your face, your forehead, or something that shouldn't come. Then it's being done to protect, like oil, for you. Therefore, if it is tefa, it would be asur. If it doesn't, tefa, mutar.
Is it an umbrella muhteh already?
Why, what makes it muhteh? If you can use it, it's not muhteh. Because you can't use it, it becomes muhteh.
Well, you can't touch it in the very beginning.
No, you don't realize what I'm saying. We are first of all dealing if it is allowed to use it or not. If after you come determined that you can't use it, it becomes muhteh. What makes a thing muhteh? When you can't use it.
Right.
But if you can use it, it's not muhteh. And I'm first of all discussing why it's not allowed to use it. Then I'm saying because of oil. Because it's not allowed to use it, then becomes muhteh.
We understand? We already know it's muktzeh, but we don't know why. It's
yeah.
Plenty
times
why.
Tell me, muktzeh comes when something... is this muktzeh?
No.
Why? I can use it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Since I use it, it doesn't become muktzeh. Anything that I can use on Shabbat is not muktzeh. Something I can't use, I'm discussing why can't you use it. And we say, because oil and that, since you can't use it because of oil, that's what makes it muktzeh.
So like a baseball cap, Rabbi, you said you can't use it because it's more than a tefan? So you can't wear a baseball cap on Shabbat?
Baseball cap?
Yeah, the cap with the
if it is a modern tefan, no. Yeah.
How about the strimals? Some of them are big, you see, they have big rims.
It's not tefan, no.
Not tefan?
Strommel never tefa. Shema Yisrael, strommel is very, very expensive. It would be tefa, would be, instead of 2,000, it would be 4,000. You know, they are very expensive.
Yeah, I know. They're fur, mink.
Yeah, mink.
Whatever.
But some of them very expensive. Some of them less expensive, some of them more. The minimum is $200, but it goes 200 and up. It's very expensive. Mashema Moshanin Boba Park, you know what they did once. 2 years ago, there were some Italian that made a gang that they were going with a car every time there was a Hasid. Already opened the door, they take the stone from their head and they go. They did it, too many of them. And then the police were after them till they caught with them. It's you know, it's not only making them suffer and leave, and they took the head from them, everything. It was problems in Bhopal. It was about 2 years ago. Now, we explain what is oil keva, what is oil arai. Person comes and says, how about Rabbi? I have a curtain. I want to put a curtain to make it. I hang it on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, to make the curtain. In order to cover, to see that people want, see, can I do it on Shabbat or not? I put a curtain. And the curtain comes like temporary. And you can see moving or blow in the wind, that doesn't matter. But if the curtain is being done for some purpose, that's to protect on something inside that you don't want people to see or something, will be forbidden. Even though it is arai. Why? Because since it's done for something that many times they do it, people are going to sleep. They want to cover. Then it's being done for something which is good, to make it mechitza. Therefore would be making it on Shabbat, similar to Bonei again. But even though it's not a Issur Torah, but there is a Issur, the Rabbanah. They ask the question, Rabbi, if there is here now, they come, they want to pray. There is men and women, they want to make mechitza. But they may make the mechitza on Shabbat. Any mechitza you can make on Shabbat. But it comes, if the curtain is temporary, they are doing it for the mitzvah, for mechitza, on Yom Tov, perhaps it will be okay. They started dealing in it, the rabbis, in the books. Yes, no, yes, no. different of opinions about it. This is what we say, that the person has to learn Halchot Shabbat so much to be Shomer Shabbat Kelchato. Because otherwise, you'll come to do so many things that doesn't know if this is forbidden or not. Here we come, we say, I say, if there is a tefa, then you can add on it. Suppose I come, I put a board of wood, and then I'll put on it a piece of cloth, I'll make it, spread it, because we said tosefet. Once you have already tefa, a board, and you put, will be permitted. Will be oil alai from the cloth that you add to it. Then it would be permitted. Same thing, sukkah. Sukkah falls. The cover falls. And you come and say, well, I have part left. If there is part left, you can come. Cover put spread. If not, there isn't, you can. You can put. Because you're making oil on Yom Tov. But if there is already part of it, you can add to it. That is Tosefet An Ohel Arai. All this, something that you can understand what does it mean to make oil. Sometimes it's permitted, sometimes it is forbidden. Now, besides oil, we come to hunting. I said before, you remember, one of the Avot Melachot, not to hunt on Shabbat. This is Ishtabaha Borevi Pa'ara Yotzer, they say in Hebrew, praising God. That's a Kadosh who made the difference between Am Yisrael to She'ar Amim, as the Pasuk said in the Parasha of last week. Vesamti Fedut Ben Ami or Ben Amecha. Kadosh who makes a difference between Am Yisrael and others. I told you once about this Pasuk Vesamti Fedut, if you remember. There is a book called Mesorah. That's the name of the book. What does the book of Mesorah does? It takes one word in the Torah. And it tells you, you know, this word, look in the Bible, and it's written so many times. They give you 3 times, 4 times, okay. 4 to 5 times. And they tell you the psukim. Sometimes they tell you, you know, this word is mentioned so many times, but the writing is not exactly the same, even though you read it the same. The reading is the same. Like in this pasuk, Vesamti Pedut Ben Amim Namecha, the word Pedut. What does that mean, Pedut, in Hebrew? I'll show the difference. Hevdel Ben Amim Ben Amecha. I'll show the difference between Am Yisrael to the rest of the people. But Pedut has a different meanings in Hebrew. There is Pedut Geulah, Pedut, Herut, Ben Horin, they're all the same. Freedom. I'll give you redemption. Geulah and Pedut is the same meaning. Now then, there is, the Mesorah said, there is 3 times Pedut in the Bible. And they tell us, one is here, Vesamti Pedut Ben Amir Ben Amecha. And one, you all know, Pedut Shalach Le'amo, Tziva Le'olam Berito, Kadosh V'Nora Shemo. When do you say this pasuk always? Pedut Shalach Le'amo, Tziva Le'olam Berito, Kadosh V'Nora Shemo. You always say it in the prayer. Where?
Amida?
No. Who remembers where is that pasuk? Menhau Shabbat. Hallelujah, Odeh Hashem V'chol Levav. You know, the Hallelujah goes according to the alphabetical order. Each pasuk is 2 letters of the alphabet. Odeh Hashem v'chol levav, besod Hashem v'ayda, alef, bet. Gedolim ma'aseh Hashem, derushim v'chol ma'aseh, gimal dalet. Hod, he, hod v'hadra pa'olo, den v'av, v'tzidkato, omedet l'ahar. Den zayin, het, zecher asa l'nifleotav, hanun v'rachum Hashem. You don't pay attention when you pray every Shabbat mincha, you realize every pasuk, half of the pasuk, 1 sentence, with 1 letter of the alphabet. The second pasuk, it's parallel to it, the even number. Aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, he, vav, hod v'adav, pa'olom, zayin, het, zecher, asal, infreotav, חנון ורחום השם. תהתיות, טרף נתן לרעב, יזכור לעולם וריתו. כף, למד, כוח מעשה וגיל עמו, לתת להם נחלת גויים. ממנון, מעשה ידיו אמת ומשפט, נאמנים כל פיקודיו. סמך עין, סימוכים לעג העולם, עשויים באמת וישר. דן כמס דיס פסול, כמס טרילה את זה. פדוד שלח לעמו, צבא לעולם בריתו. קדוש ונורא שמו. פ, צדיק קוף, וון פסול, טרי סנטסיס. דן, אגן, רש, שין טב, ראשית חוכמה יראת השם, שכל טוב לכל עושיהם, תהילתו עומדת לעד. Three and three, the last one. Correct? Then, Pedut Shalach Ramo. There is Pedut Shalach Ramo. Then there is another Pasuk that written Pedut. Shiramalot me ma'amakim keratikha. Where do we say that Shiramalot ma'amakim keratikha?
Aseret imet Shuvah.
Aseret imet Shuvah. Very good. After Ishtabah. Before Yotzer. Shiramalot ma'amakim keratikha Hashem. Certain there. קיים השם החסד והרבה עמו פדות והוא יבדי ישראל מכל עמנותה. כאן זה מסורה זה, there is three פדות. It brings these three פסוקים. And they end one sentence after that. שניים חסר ואחד מלא. They tell us, two of them פדות is written פדלתיו. It's not filled with וו. פדלתיו. That's chaser. One letter is not written, missing. And ve'had male. One supposed to be and full. That means pe, dalit, vav, tav. That's all the Mesorah. Those rabbis were so great. Just they give like simanim, remember. Three pedut, two chaser, one male. And you go, break your head to understand what they want to tell you. What do they mean by that? But they say like this. Am Israel, they had three galuyot, the big galuyot. Galut Mitzrayim, Galut Babel, and Galut Edom, the Galut of today, since the destruction of the Second Temple till now. First was Galut Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them. Then the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and again they were redeemed. Ezra and all the people came back and they built second Beit HaMikdash. After that Beit HaMikdash by Sheni was destroyed by whom? By the Romans. That's Edom. That's Galut Edom. There, Galut Babel, Galut Edom. Galut Mitzrayim, Galut Babel, Galut Edom. That's Esav, Edom now. Up to now, this is the biggest Galut, long, long time. That's where. Now he says, from the first Galut, God redeemed us. Second Galut, we were redeemed. The third, we were not redeemed yet. But we believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will send the Mashiach and we will be redeemed. We believe that after this redemption, will be no more Galut. This will be a complete redemption. The others were not complete, because any redemption that comes temporarily, that after that there is Galut again, that's not complete. But the last one will be complete. That's why I said, there is two pedut, but they're missing. They're not complete. Because after that there is galut. But the last one, that's what said, Vesamti pedut, a certain pedaletab. It's missing. If you the second one, pedut shalach la'amo, missing. The third one, Ki'im Hashem ha'chesed v'arbe'am ha'fedut. Don't look at the book. The book doesn't give you the right one.
No.
Maleh, no. Telling me? Tell me what the Mesorah said. והרבה עמו פדות. Then, the last one came as a והרבה עמו פדות. הרבה, also the words, הרבה עמו. There's a lot of letters. Why? Why is that? He said, because they say, the first redemption was to a human being. Who was that? Moshe. The second also, Beit HaMikdash was built by whom? By Ezra. Third one would be?
Hashem.
Hashem, direct. That's it. ושמתי פדות בין עמים וחמסים, you know why? פדות שלח לעמו, he made it by a messenger. But the last one, כי עם השם החסד והרבה עמו פדות, why? Because בהו יפדי ישראל. Because he will redeem the Jewish people, השם directly, because what השם does, it's complete. Nothing is missing. This is בהו יפדי ישראל מכל אמונתם. We are saying, what comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is complete. What comes to a human being is not complete. That's what we say, Vesamti Pedut, Pedut Shelach Lamo. Similar to this, there is another thing. I'll show you. You don't have our rabbis go deep to the Psukim. The Pasuk Miyiten Mitzion, you know the Pasuk Miyiten Mitzion, they sing it in the shul many times, Motzei Shabbat. And every time after reading Tehillim, they say, Miyiten Mitzion, Yeshuat Yisrael, Shuvah Hashem Shevuot Amo, Eged Yaakov Yismarach Yisrael. This Pasuk is written twice in the Tehillim. But in a little change. Once it's written, Miyiten Mitzion, Yeshuot Yisrael. It's not written Yeshuat. Tzutin Yeshuot. After Tzutin, when it's Tzutin Yeshuot, there's another little change. After Yeshuot Israel, Tzutin Beshuv Elokim Shevut Amo, Elokim, not Hashem, Shevut Amo Yagel Akot Israel. And the other one, the Tzutin Miyitem Etzion Yeshuot Israel, Tzutin Beshuv Hashem Shevut Amo Yagel Akot Israel. Everything is the same, except two words. Once it's Tzutin Yeshuot and Elokim, and once it's Tzutin Yeshuot and Hashem. Why is that? You know, what's the difference in Hebrew between Yeshuat or Yeshuot?
Well,
what's Yeshua? Again, redemption. Vayosha Hashem v'yom ha'um, God redeemed. He saved Israel. Then Yeshuot is a plural. Yeshuat is one. Yeshua of Israel. Yeshuot, Yeshuot is plural. Not one, more. Miyitem etzion Yeshuot Yisrael, plural. When is that when you say plural? Yeshua is one. What's Yeshuot? No. As we said before, there is three redemption. The first two, after the Yeshua, there is again Galut. That's when there is Yeshuot, when you say plural, is not too good. Because if there is only Yeshua, one forever, that's good. But if one that there is another Galut after it, that's not good. That's not complete. Said, Miyitem Mitzion Yeshuot Israel. Why Yeshuot? That means there is Yeshua, there is Galut, again Yeshua, another Galut. Because Bishuv Elokim Shevut Amo. You know the word Elokim can apply also to a human being? You never thought of it. It's written in the parasha last week. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Re'e netaticha Elohim lefarao. Ve'aharon achicha yiyye nevi'echa. I make you the ruler of Pharaoh, to rule Pharaoh, that you will dictate to him. You tell him, I'm going to give you this makam, this beating, and tell him, I give you the power that you will be overpowering him. That's Hashem that calls him Elohim. That means a person that has the power over someone else is called, he is Elohim, he is ruling him. Here we see also the Dayanim, the Torah called them Elohim. Elohim lo tekalel v'nasi v'amecha l'tor. Don't curse the Dayan. You don't like his judgment. Because Elohim lo tekalel. The Dayanim is called Elohim. Why? Because they have the power that they give a judgment. That's Elohim. I said, Bishuv Elohim Shivotam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it through a human being, as the Moshe was called Elohim. But, Miyitem Etzion Yeshuat Yisrael. Yeshuat, there's no galut after that. Complete redemption, Bishuv Hashem Shivotam. When Hashem redeemed them, not a human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this we see also, there is a midrash. It said, Shira Hadasha Shebichu Geulim. What? Az Yashir Moshe Unesev et Hashira Hazot. It's written Shira. But, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Shir Hadash, it's written. Shir Lashem Shir Hadash, Tehillatov Kahan, Shir. Why sometimes they say Shir, sometimes Shira? What's the difference between Shir and Shira in Hebrew? Shir is Zachar. Shira, because there is Kametz in her at the end, that's Nekeva. You know the difference between Zachar and Nekeva? Nekeva gives birth. Zachar doesn't give birth. He doesn't get pregnant and give birth. Therefore, when you say Shira gives birth, now you sing. But comes birth, that is Galut. Shirad, we say for Geula. And then comes, gives birth to a Galut. That's not too good. But when there is Shir Zachar, when you sing a song that there is no Galut after that, you call it Shir. He said, about the Gula that was in Mitzrayim, Shira Hadasha, Shivyahu. But in the future, when Hashem will bring the redemption, Hallelujah, Shira Hashem, Shir Hadash. And it will come the time that will say a song that there is no Galut after that. That's why Shir Hadash is not, I'm saying, Midrash said about the Pasuk Shir Hadash. From this, we learn to explain all these things. Anyhow, we come and say that Kadosh Baruch Hu made difference, gave us the Shabbat. She said, not only just like people say, day of rest. We don't come take it on the day of Kiddushah. That's why Mekadesh Shabbat. We don't say only for Minuha, we say for Kiddushah. Which means, when you come to rest on Shabbat, you have to understand, you rest for Melacha. That doesn't mean you rest, you don't do anything. You do things of Kiddushah. Prayers, Torah. This is the rest of a person should be. Because otherwise a person will come and say, okay, Rabbi, you're telling me I should rest, I should enjoy myself, Bekata la Shabbat Onim. I have enjoyment to drive my car. Jadbeh, I'm not telling you to be resting against the will of Shabbat. That's not resting. The book said, it's written, Bekata la Shabbat Onim. It didn't say, תתענג בשבת, וקראת לשבת עמד.